From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threatened further significant measures. Ukraine's ambassador, Volodymyr Yelchenko, is this month's council president.
These launches are in grave violation of the DPRK's international obligations under the UN Security Council Resolution 1718, 1874, 2087, 2094, 2270 and 2321. The members of the Council deplore all the Democratic People's Republic of Korea ballistic missiles activities, including these launches, noting that such activities contribute to the DPRK's development of nuclear weapons delivery systems and increased tension.
At a White House news conference, President Donald Trump called North Korea's nuclear missile programs a big problem and vowed to deal with them strongly. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung-Hyun Lee does not believe the latest UN condemnation will affect the North's behavior.
It is not an enforceable measure. It is more a symbolic condemnation, which has no impact on North Korean behavior.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency Tuesday said the missile was a new type with a range of more than 2,000 kilometers, describing it as an upgraded extended-range version of a submarine-launched rocket. White House National Security Advisor, retired General Michael Flynn, has resigned over his contacts with Russian officials before President Trump took office last month. Flynn acknowledged providing incomplete information about his discussions with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. to Vice President Mike Pence at issue whether the matter of sanctions on Russia over its annexation of Crimea came up. This is VOA News. President Trump said the U.S. will likely only make minor changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, in negotiations with Canada.
Our relationship with Canada is outstanding, and we're going to work together to make it even better. And as far as the southern border is concerned, we're going to get that worked out. We're going to make it fair, but we are going to make it so that everybody is happy.
He spoke alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who made his first trip to Washington since Mr. Trump's inauguration. Three-quarters of Canadian exports go to its southern neighbor. Mr. Trudeau said Canada and the U.S. have a close relationship despite numerous differences.
The last thing Canadians expect is for me to come down and lecture another country on how they choose to govern themselves. My role and our responsibility is to continue to govern in such a way that reflects Canadians' approach and be a positive example in the world.
Trade ties were boosted when President Trump expedited approval of the Keystone XL pipeline from Canada to U.S. Gulf Coast refineries, a project supported by Canada and blocked by the previous Obama administration. In Pakistan, an explosion near the Punjab Provincial Assembly building in Lahore Monday killed at least 13 people, including five policemen, wounded dozens of others. Authorities say the blast was caused by a suicide bomber. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban, Jamaat-ur-Rahrar, claimed responsibility. At least 13 people were killed in central Mali in inter-ethnic clashes between Fulanis and Bambaras. Witnesses put the death toll much higher. The clashes triggered by the murder of a Bambara farmer Saturday, followed by retribution killings against Fulanis. Three members of Cameroon's English-speaking opposition pleaded not guilty Tuesday to terrorism charges at a military court. Arrested last month, charged with terrorism, secession, revolution, insurrection, and inciting civil war, each charge punishable by death. Since October, people in the country's two Western English-speaking regions have been protesting against what they say is marginalization by the French-speaking majority. Seven Hong Kong policemen were found guilty Tuesday of assaulting a pro-independence protester in rallies in 2014. They face a maximum 3 years in prison, but they were not convicted of the more serious charge of grievous bodily harm with intent. The attack on Ken Sang, who met with reporters after the verdict.
I had already been assaulted and was later assaulted yet again in the police station.
Sang himself found guilty last year of assaulting officers and resisting arrest. The U.S. Monday blacklisted Venezuela's vice president, Tariq El Asami, for alleged drug trafficking. An associate and 13 companies were also sanctioned. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.